Hey everyone, I hope we have an amazing day. Okay, give you some background information quickly. I'm recording 3 weeks worth of podcast right now because I've had a second chance at the SAS. I'm waiting on the final stages, just literally whether I need to redo my fitness test and all that stuff. So fingers crossed, I will update you all. Go check out my social media. I obviously post every day, but now, obviously, I thought I had 10 months where I will probably only have 10 days to get over all my fears of open water and heights and everything like that. So it's going to be a fucking struggle. So obviously now I'm literally banging out all my content. So because I don't believe that you should ever break your momentum no matter what you got going on in your life. I don't believe that. I think perhaps I get chances the way I do because I literally don't take any excuses. So I'm literally just going to record them all now. But please, at any time, know that you can ask me any question and I have your back. Please, you know. Right, so I'm just going to talk about now why you need to dance, right? You just need to dance your ass off. If you just watched my video on my Instagram stories and Facebook stories, you'll see, right, I'm in the Hilton right now. I'm having a lazy Sunday and I'm jumping back and forth the beds. And then I'm like dancing to One Direction, one way or another, I'm gonna find you, I'm gonna get you. Sorry if I'm tone deaf, whatever. And I'm literally living my best life. And I was just thinking, actually, do people ever do this? People probably think I'm really strange and crazy and blah, blah, blah. But they wouldn't think twice last night when the rugby was on to get really drunk and dance around. So why is it that people don't feel comfortable enough to do that normally when they're sober and they have to get really drunk, spend a lot of money, probably fall on purpose because they obviously their senses are all messed up. You just need to dance. You've got to dance like no one's watching. These are like the amazing things in life. Put on some good music. Blast those endorphins. Why are you growing old? Like, right, for me personally, and I could completely believe this, fun doesn't have an age limit, but it definitely has a fitness level limit, right? So it definitely has a fit limit. So if you're not fit enough to go bouncing around with your kids, you just don't do it. And I know it's not nice to, like, you know, you're always like your kids, oh, you do it. And it's not nice for them to be so much fitter than you and stuff like that. But you've got to start somewhere and you just slowly build it up, you know. It's not going to be that way forever. And I know it can be really disheartening, but honestly, in life, anything worth having does come with a lot of work. But it'll just make you so ridiculously happy. The fact is now, I'm literally pumping with energy. I have 3 weeks worth of content to do. It's very scary to do that. And it could be so easily be like overwhelmed and blah, blah, blah. But I'm like, it is what it is. I got to get it done. So I've had a bit of fun now. Instead of just watching other people's lives, I've just pumped myself up. I've danced and now I'm ready to go. And you can probably hear in my voice how focused I am. So I hope you all have an amazing week. Remember, fun doesn't have an age limit, it has a fitness limit. So start today, fucking have some fun. See ya.